You're a baby boomer and you're not as fit and vibrant as you used to be, but that's no excuse to not stay in shape. As a matter of fact, people who try to stay in shape by exercising every day, even in their 50s and 60s, live longer and healthier lives full of energy. You may be feeling some aches and pains here and there, but don't let that stop you. Don't think you'll need to do Sean T's insanity to stay fit. Here are some tips you can follow to work up a sweat and be on the safe side as well. Cardio, even if you're 90, is one of the safest forms of exercise you can do. Cardio is any repetitive thing that you do that raises your heart rate. So this is an umbrella term for a whole host of exercises, including running, swimming, jogging, and cycling. At your age, you're not able to endure or go as fast as people 10, 20, or 30 years your junior, but you will be able to get the same amount of exercise they get in just 30 minutes. If you're an early riser, get out of bed and take a brisk morning walk. It's recommended you don't do this alone. Do it with your spouse, or better yet, with a group of your buddies who are trying to get as fit as you. The crowd mentality will ensure that you don't slow down and that you keep the same pace. It's also recommended that you buy a bike, preferably a good mountain bike, which will be easier on your knees. Running can be bad for your knees, and you may not have a pool or a body of water to readily swim in every day. However, don't neglect these exercises if you can do them. This one's a bit tricky, but strength training at least once a week is recommended for baby boomers. As you age past 50, your muscles start losing mass more than ever before. Some researchers say it's possible to lose half a pound of muscle every year after 50. Combat this trend by taking up some weights. Not only does it build muscle, but it also reduces the risk of osteoporosis. So women, don't think this is for men alone. You should be very careful, however, and it's best that you join a gym instead of lifting weights in your home, so a trainer can keep their eye on you. They will know how much you can manage to lift. Finally, look into yoga. As you age, your connective tissues start to deplete, leaving you less flexible than before. You can combat this by doing yoga, which is basically flexibility and balance exercises. Even regular stretching can help. You can tell your body to keep those joints lubricated by doing stretches and holding certain positions. You can stretch on your own every morning, or you can join a yoga class, which lasts between 30 to 60 minutes. You only need to visit the class around 3 times a week.